The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you.
When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little girl, my little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So Jesus went with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed in on Jesus. There was a woman who had been suffering with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had. And she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" Jesus looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before Jesus, and told him the whole truth. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at Jesus. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. Jesus took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat. This is the gospel of the Lord. Good morning. Can you hear me? Good morning. I hope this mic is on. I am Pastor Mary, and I'm the chaplain at Columbia Lutheran Home. This summer, I'm out at different churches around the areas on Sunday morning just to renew relationships with the folks that have supported us, that have had people at Columbia, just to be a friend in the neighborhood. We're just one hill over on Finney Ridge, just south of the zoo at 4700 Finney Avenue. So going out to different churches this summer, I was trying to think of something that would be sort of a connecting point that residents would appreciate and you might appreciate. So this is what we're doing. I brought some petals. I brought some petals from Flowers at Columbia, and I'm going to put them on your altar. And I would like to get some petals from whatever flowers you have here, because we do worship on Sunday afternoons during the summer at Columbia. So I'll be bringing a piece of you back there to Columbia for the afternoon. I think I'll have to go outside, but if you see me stealing flowers outside, just let it go, okay? All right, I'll put these on the altar right now. All right, just a little ritual a little piece of us over here and a little piece of you over there. Now let's turn to the gospel. I heard three A's in this healing story of Jesus from the Gospel of Mark. The first A is action. The woman who touched the hem of Jesus' robe took action in an attempt to seek healing. Under the Mosaic law, because of her hemorrhaging, she had been unclean for 12 years. Yet, in her faith, she dares to touch the Lord himself. Her faith pays off, doesn't it? Jesus calls her daughter, the same title as the other woman in the story, and Jesus heals her. The first A of healing in this story is action. The second A of healing in this story is acceptance. This is the mode of healing for Jairus' daughter. In her case, it's Jesus who reaches out to her. She is the center of attention, but it's others who must plead her case. Jairus' daughter merely accepts Jesus' healing touch, and she is lifted up to new life. Finally, the third A in this healing story is acknowledgement. In the case of the woman with the hemorrhage who touches Jesus, and in the case of Jairus' daughter who is touched by Jesus, neither healing event happens in isolation. Crowds and family, strangers and loved ones witness Jesus' power of healing. In spite of Jesus telling them to keep things quiet, so many people could already acknowledge what Jesus had done, and they did. Action, acceptance, acknowledgement. They all play out in this healing story, in life itself. In light of this week's gospel story, I decided to talk about healing with the residents at Columbia Lutheran Home. I met with about 10 different residents, talking with them one-on-one. We talked about this story, and I asked them, "What does healing mean to you?" I also watched for healing signs at Columbia Lutheran Home this week. Here's a little of what I heard and saw. First of all the people who I talked to said that healing could be about getting better, but healing was much more than that. Every day, folks face their own healing and aging issues. And they watch people around them who need healing. That's not easy. God's answers, they reminded me, don't always meet our expectation. Remember our three A's: action, acceptance, and acknowledgement? Some residents talk to me about healing as an action. One wise woman told me that in her lifetime, she has found healing when she prayed to God and trusted that God would act. Other residents told me that they still take action for their children. After all, they're in their 90s, their children are in their 70s. They remind their children to get the care and healing that they need. When my eyes were watching for it, I saw tiny actions of healing around me, like one resident in a wheelchair high-fiving another as they went down the hallway. That was very cool. Or another resident who always kisses her daughter's hand when she comes to worship on Sundays. We have a new resident who's mostly nonverbal, but he took action for healing this week by writing a note on his iPad to remind us that the hummingbird feeders needed to be filled. Other residents talked to me about healing as acceptance. They stressed that acceptance doesn't mean that you stop struggling. You still struggle, but God gives you enough grace to continue on day by day. And that's healing. One resident told me a beloved healing story that she heard years before. The story was about a mom with a disabled daughter. The mom and daughter went to Lourdes in France, a place of healing. After they came back, the neighbor came over and saw the mom and the daughter and said, "I'm so sorry. I see your daughter is still disabled. I'm sorry that it didn't work at Lourdes." And the mom said, "Oh, but it did work. I didn't go for healing for my daughter. I went for healing for me, so I could accept my daughter, and I did." One of our activity directors at Columbia Lutheran Home had a great insight about healing as acceptance at the nursing home. When residents first come, she invites them to come to all the events: sing-along, bingo, bowling, trivia, worship, all the things we do. And sometimes people think they can't come because they're not ready for it physically. But after a while, they realize that going and socializing with other people can help them heal emotionally and socially, and that helps them heal physically. Acceptance. I'm speaking to you today, Queen Anne Lutheran Church, and it's so great to be here. I'm speaking to you today to practice that third A of healing, acknowledging the power of Christ to change our lives. I see that again and again in my congregation at Columbia. We are 30 strong every Sunday, and I have no doubt that the comfort, the empowerment, and the grounding that residents find in singing, in word and sacrament, radiates out throughout the house with God's love. After all, that's what's been happening at Columbia for almost 100 years. That's right, almost 100 years. We will be 100 in 2020. We have about 100 people, and we're almost 100 years old. It's an easy way to remember it. Columbia started out back in 1920 as a place for immigrants, people from the old country who had come here and needed a place to retire. And so they started this little place. And then after a few years, they realized, hey, we need some medical care. So they added that. And they added another house, and another house, and another house, and soon they owned the entire block and made it Columbia Lutheran Home. Columbia Lutheran Home was the first nursing home to house an AIDS patient in Seattle. That's part of their history as well. We were begun by immigrants. We are sustained by immigrants. Our staff is Ethiopian Orthodox Christian. Our staff is Filipino, and one thing that we're moving towards is providing more ESL classes for our staff to celebrate 100 years and how will we go forward from here. I would like to invite each of you to practice the three A's of healing in relation to Columbia. Take action by recommending us to anyone or our other Lutheran nursing homes, Foss, Norse, Hearthstone, to folks you know and say, those Lutherans, they'll take good care of you. For long-term care, for hospice services, for rehab. I would like you to practice acceptance from and learn from our residents. You can join us for worship any Sunday afternoon. We would love to have you. We would also love to have you join us for Bible study, and I particularly need people with musical talents to help us on Sundays, so that would be great. And finally, practice that third day. Acknowledge what the woman in today's story and so many of our elders can teach us, that we all long to be healed by Jesus. Amen. May it be so.